Well, Mike, this is going to be interesting because we have web.com tour player and future PGA Tour player here in a couple of weeks, Rob Oppenheim, joining us. Rob, welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, interesting story with you. End of the regular season, you were coming down to the wire, and you ended up 26th on the money list. how frustrating was that?
It was tough, you know, to be inside the number and then fall out the last, you know, regular season event. You know, to come so close and come short. You know, I'm 35 years old and been playing the web.com for 6 years. So, you know, to be that close and, you know, someone's got to be the 26th guy. But, you know, you hate to have it. You know, it was a good year, though. It was the best year I've ever had on the web.com tour. I won a year, but it was tough. It was a tough drive, you know, flight home from Portland. Luckily, I had a week off to kind of regroup and, you know, get ready for the playoffs. But that was a tough point. Definitely a tough, you know, luckily, you know, family and friends and everyone kind of encouraged me, kept going, and, you know, got my game ready for the playoffs. So it was tough, though.
Well,
it was definitely disappointing.
And you played well enough, although the sting may be greater. You're only about $900 out of that 25th spot to have earned your card. But, you know, then you have the opportunity in the web.com playoffs to finish in the top 25 of that. And you come out some good rounds, some bad rounds. So you have your last shot this Sunday to make it into the top 25. You thought you'd going to have to go pretty low. You shot well over the weekend, 67-67. But at the end of your round, you packed up and you took off for Orlando with your daughter and your now pregnant wife, thinking it was over. You're not going to get your PGA Tour card. And then you get to the gas station. Tell me about that.
It was amazing. Yeah, you know, we stopped before we got to 95, fill up on some gas before we get to Orlando. And, you know, I was sitting there and I looked at my phone one more time and I see that, you know, if Lucas Glover makes bogey, I know I'll move up from 13th to 12th. I'm not sure if that's enough money or what, but I know I'll improve my position. And I'm less than $1,000 short of the top 25. And I see he's in the fairway. And I said to my wife, I was like, you know, odds don't look good. You know, I got the former U.S. Open champion. And I need him to make bogey from the middle of the fairway. So I didn't like my odds. And then next thing you know, my phone just started blowing up with the text messages, congrats, this and that. And I get a call from the tour, and they say, hey, where are you? We need you. You made it. So the phone had an update as soon as the, you know, the coverage was there. The live stuff happened. But it was a great phone call. My wife and I hugged each other. And, I mean, the emotions from, you know, thinking I came up short once again to, you know, going into the PGA Tour, it just shows that it's such a fine line. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen. But, you know, to be playing on the PGA Tour next year is pretty exciting.
Well, I tell you, you know, we're a couple of Massachusetts boys ourselves, so you were killing us because, you know, you're so close, and then it finally happened. So, you know, congratulations to you now.
Where are you guys from in Massachusetts?
I'm from Marshfield, and Mike is from?
I'm from Lexington, and I looked at your, you know, your stats. You were $101 to the good in 25th, right? So you make your – you get your tour card by $100. Now, my question for you is, as you look through – your 25 or so events you played this year, did you ever go out and sort of beat it around, make the cut, but at the end of the day you get home and maybe you missed a doctor's appointment or you missed a recital or something, you think, I shouldn't have even bothered to play, and now you look back and you go, hey, $100, it's a good thing I played.
Yeah, I mean, every shot counts, and it's amazing how, when, you know, every year, you know, I've been doing this for a long time now, and I've kind of, you know, every shot, every putt, every, you know, that's why you mark those 2-3 footers and make sure you don't miss them, because at the end of the day, you never know what it's going to be. And, you know, I've been doing it long enough where I definitely appreciate, you know, and like you said, $101, and that's, you know, from at the end of the day, with sometimes those weeks where you're struggling, but, and you're going to finish back of the pack and not giving up there and finishing 65th instead of 70th. You know, I mean, it's just, it's tough to keep focused and still, you know, you're trying your hardest at the end of the term and not pack it in, but it shows it's, you know, never to quit.
All right, so the last 6 years, pretty much full-time on the web.com tour. Now going out to the PGA Tour, what is your expectation that's going to be different? I know you've played maybe an event or two out there, but what's your expectation that's going to be different getting out on the PGA Tour versus, you know, even Canadian Tour, web.com Tour? E-golf tour here in the Carolinas, playing up in the New England area. What's going to be different for you?
Well, you know, right off the bat, we had last 2 days. I've been in orientation at up in Jacksonville, and what's crazy is the tour starts next week, and I already look at the schedule, and since being on the tour, I've on the web.com, I was able to, my status was good status, and I could play any event I want to play on my schedule, and now I'm the last card, so I get the worst full status on the PGA Tour. I mean, I'm not complaining. But I'm the last man in full staff, so I'm not even in the first event of the year. I'm 10th alternate right now. So now I go back to that, trying to Monday qualify. I don't know my schedule. If I miss that, I got to go. It's back to a lot of unknowns. But, I mean, it's a great unknowns, but it's back to, really back to the bottom of the totem pole. But I'm excited and, look forward to, that opportunity.
Well, how do you plan? I mean, I'm so hyper crazy anal about my schedule. I can't imagine not knowing what I was doing the next week. You may not know for several weeks in a row what you're doing. How do you plan?
You don't. I mean, you're ready for everything, And I think, it's the great thing about golf. If I shoot the scores, I'll get in. I have a chance to Monday qualify. It doesn't look like I'll get in the first two. The Fries, and then there's Vegas, and then I'll get in Jackson, and I think I'll get in the McGladrey. So two of the first four I should get in, and, if I make some money there, there's a reshuffle. And but that's the great thing about golf. There's no coach or there's no one saying, hey, we're not going to play. You're sitting on the bench. Once I get my opportunity, if I shoot the scores, you can move up. So it's, I'm definitely on the bottom of the barrel, like I said, but, I have every – I got opportunities, so that's I gotta send Lucas Glover a thank you card.
well, as a Clemson guy as well, I'll say thank you for the card. So, as you look towards, the 2015-16 wraparound season and looking at, the good play and maybe some of the not so good play that you had on the web.com tour, what is one thing that you got to work on that maybe gets you on leaderboards on the PGA Tour and gets you through that first reshuffle?
That was what I was happy about last week is, for me over the year, my struggle has been off the tee. Just, I'm not the longest guy and I'm not the straightest guy either. It's one thing, if you're long and crooked, you can play wedges from the fairway. I'm not that long and I'm not that straight. So I finally been, we put a little more loft on my driver. It worked with the ping rep, and I'm using a driver that's almost got 11 degrees of loft. But I'm hitting more fairways, and that stadium course was or the valley course up at Sawgrass was, a lot of trouble, a lot of tight tee shots, and I hit some good drives down the stretch, and that was encouraging moving forward. Hoping to if I drive the ball well, my short game is why I've been playing as long as I have. It's pretty consistent. My putting is pretty good. Just got to get the tee ball right. And, down the stretch under pressure at Sawgrass, it held up, which it didn't in Portland. Coming down there, I was kind of what I missed the cut, hit a couple bad tee shots, that back nine that missed the cut by a shot. And so that was encouraging. Leaving Sawgrass, I felt happy with that fact, even though I thought I missed by a shot, that I did hit some good shots coming down the stretch. I was happy with that. And, so I'm hoping to, I'm kind of excited that the season starts so soon because, I feel like I'm playing well and hopefully can keep that going.
Well, we're talking to Rob Oppenheim, the Cinderella of the web.com tour, who got the last guy in to earn his PGA Tour card for this coming year. We ask a lot of our touring players, if you're given just an hour at the practice facility, it's something that our amateurs who listen to the show can understand. If you're given just an hour and you've got access to a chipping area, a putting area, and a driving range, how would you divide your time?
For me, I spend a lot of time with my wedges. I feel like that gives me the rhythm. I'm more of a field player in rhythm, but I spend a lot of time wedges and chipping. It's what I enjoy doing. It's what I'm the best at. But I think that gives you your rhythm, your tempo. I think sometimes if you spend too much time hitting tee balls and everything, you kind of start squeezing the club too hard, start trying to, your rhythm's all out of whack. So I think spend as much time on the short game. You got to get loose and hit a few tee shots. But for the most part, that's where you score. You got to get that short game sharp.
And the other thing, too, for you that's going to be different is you're probably going to, I'm going to say, almost all of these golf courses for the first time. So the familiarity peace is not going to be there, so you're probably going to have to spend more time out on the golf course and less time maybe beating and banging balls and stuff like that. Is that maybe an issue that you look forward to overcoming?
No, I think you're 100% right. You know, I was at a point now where I was, you know, the web.com courses I've played the last 6 years, so I knew what I was expecting. You know, and it's not only the courses, but just where to stay, where to eat, where to, you know, all the logistics of the whole week. A lot happens, a lot goes on of what to do. And, you know, the PGA Tour is obviously a bigger stage, and there's a lot more going on where, you know, the web.com, I had it down to a science pretty much where I flew into, where I would eat, where I would, you know, I had my routine down. And, you know, it's going to be fun and learning. And, you know, I'll definitely pick the brains of some of the guys that I know and have played with that are out there. And, you know, that will definitely help.
Well, historically, have you been a pro-am guy? I mean, I imagine you're going to have opportunities now to play in some of these pro-ams to get a little bit of experience, but you're also out there sometimes with some hackers. Are you a pro? Do you enjoy playing in pro-ams?
Yeah, you know, I do. You know, on the web, it's mandatory. If you're in them on Wednesday, you have to play. So it's a good course. It's a good opportunity to play the course the day before. You know, on the PGA Tour right now, I won't be in the pro-ams. So that Wednesday, I'm, you know, not able to play the course. I got to just, you know, I can practice or maybe go somewhere offsite and play. But I always like playing the golf course the day before, get a good feel for it, how it's, because it's amazing how much the course changes from Monday to Sunday. You know, it gets firmer, faster, rough, usually, you know, thicker. So it definitely changes as the week progresses. And, you know, I like to play. I'm not a big guy, a range guy. And you also, you know, you get to meet a lot of people in the programs that, you know, every year you meet some people, and every now and then you really click with a couple of guys that you keep in touch with, and you come back in town, you go out to dinner with. So I've met a lot of people all over the world, for instance, you know, that you still keep in touch with, which is nice.
All right, Rob, before we let you go, being one of the elder statesmen, even though you're only 35, going up to the PGA Tour, who are some of the guys, some of the younger guys out on the web.com tour that are going up to the PGA Tour with you that you're not going to go party with because they're just too wild?
That I'm not going to go out with?
Yeah, go party with. I mean, who are the guys you need to stay away with that you're graduating with? God, there's no way I'm going and hanging out with that guy.
We had a good night the other night on, you know, last night they took us out to dinner, and I'll tell you, Harold Varner, he's a local guy over there. That guy, and you know what, he's the one that, he won't mind me saying it, he's as loose as they get. He's a fun guy to hang out with, and he's definitely, you need to stay, you can only do maybe once a month with him, but especially at my age, but he's a great guy, he's got a lot of talent, and he goes hard, so it's good.
Yeah, that's exactly the answer I was looking for.
He's a friend of the show. Yeah. We wouldn't hang out with him either. Once a month is about right.
Once a month, yeah, that's the max.
All right, so, you know, we got Bruins starting this week. Patriots are back. You live and die with the Boston teams or what?
Yeah, Patriots number one, probably Red Sox, Celtics too. Bruins on the, you know, the fourth. But, yeah, big Patriots fan. And they've come back pretty they look like they're on a mission this year, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Well, Rob, man, we appreciate you hopping on with us. Good luck to you. The good news for you is that most guys that come on the show get a little bump from the Golf Shop Radio Show, and they do really well out on the PGA Tour. For instance, we once had somebody on and won his first PGA Tour event, so there you go.
Well, I'll take any of the positive vibes you can send. That's good.
All right, man, we appreciate you, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon, and you'll be doing well out on the PGA Tour.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks a lot.